Coach Norton, talking to head coach Jack Del Rio earlier in the week, we talked a lot about self-scouting. What does self-scouting mean to you as a defensive coordinator?
Well, for us, for myself, finding out what I'm calling, success, failures, the yards against, what we play well, what the other teams are looking at, knowing what they're looking at and what they're practicing against. But for the most part, it lets me know who we are as a defense, what we do well, and then it kind of gives me an idea of our personality.
Justin Tucker, he's such a strong locker room presence, and he still gets it done on the field. Like, what kind of a loss is that to not have with you guys?
I mean, I'm not really sure what's going on with Tuck. I leave the head coach to handle the injury situation.
Coach Del Rio talked about as the season goes on, you're going to be very difficult to run against. And teams aren't going to be able to throw over the top against you guys. You've gotten much better each week against
the Broncos. You've noticed that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But each game, it seems like there's been at least two receptions of 30 yards or more. In a few games, two receptions.
So you're looking for perfection, right? Right. Well,
what do we have to do to improve in those areas?
Well, we have to just continue to get better. I think we have to continue to work hard and work on our technique. And I think that, it's all a growing process. You know, our team, very young. Sometimes certain plays are brand new for them. So it's a matter of us preparing really well, putting ourselves in position to make the play, and then go make the play. And that's where we are. They are very impressed with their growth mindset. And if you watch the team closely, you can see that each week they've gotten better. And they know they've gotten better. So now it's important to understand, let's not be error repeaters. What we learned the first time, let's not have to go back and relearn that. Let's continue to grow.
It seems like you and this defensive staff have not been afraid to try new pieces, try new alignments, try things till you can find something that really works. Kind of talk about that process of it, like over the last couple of weeks, your willingness to kind of put different pieces in there and keep trying.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean, but I will say that the guys have been, aware. The guys have been working really hard. They've been studying hard. They've been making the sacrifices that the good defenses have to make. They've been studying. And the staff has really been working together to really put out a really good product. And, we have some really good football players. It's a matter of us preparing them and having them play the best on Sunday. And they've really stepped up. The run defense, the coverage, the technique, playing together, understanding that certain things that we will not allow, and that's running the ball and throwing the ball deep, our tackling, our technique, all those things are growing. And I think that as the season progresses, I think this defense will progress as well.
Noticeable jump in playing time for Mario in the last game and also Neron Ball. What did those two guys show you in terms of their development?
We've had our eyes on them since the day they walked in here. And we've always talked about practice being the place that we continue to compete, practice being a place where you earn your position, a chance to play. And what they both have done, worked and competed on the practice field, they've earned the opportunity, a chance to play. And when they've had that chance, they've really shown up. And you want your players to know that if they work hard and they sacrifice, there's rewards. And the reward is a chance to play. And they've done that.
Kind of along that same line, David Amerson, the guy who came in late, but the last 2 weeks has played, I think, all but two snaps. What's been your evaluation of how he's kind of fit in?
I'm really impressed about his work ethic, about what he's come in and wanting to win and to understand how we do things. It's always tough for a new guy coming into a new environment, new situation. But he's really come in well, and the guys have really put their arms around him. And again, good football players like good football players. And it's obvious that he can play ball. It's obvious that he cares. It's obvious that he puts his head in the book, and he knows how to transfer what we teach him on the field to the games. And as long as you have guys making plays, caring about what they do, continuing to get better, it's going to make us all better. Well, you know, he's a young player, so we've seen him before. We've scouted him, when he comes out, and we know who he is. It's just a matter of we really believe in our environment, the environment that we create, and what he can become here with us. It's all about us and what we create in our group of people, in our environment, and we feel that we have the type of environment that we've created to bring the best out of him, not the worst.
Right now, do you think Mario's better inside or on the outside? What's his learning curve on both those spots?
Well, fortunately for us, he's a good football player. And no matter where you put him, on special teams, inside, outside, they're going to show up as good football players. So he's been versatile in the way that we can play him inside and outside. And it seems like everywhere we put him, he makes plays, and he plays really hard. So that's the common bond with him.